Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Brian Rusk.
Welcome to the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520. We're very happy to have a program today about the Friendship Foundation's third annual Courage to Comeback Awards Gala. And that's October 18th at Samuel's Grand Manor in Clarence, New York. And we have some of the honorees here today. Alex Newts and his mother, Adrian. And they are going to be honored with this event. And we're very happy to have them with us. And Michael Bellani, who's president of Bellani Associates, who's worked so hard as the chairman on this event. And he has deep sensitivity to mental health because years ago he had a near-fatal bicycle accident, and it developed tremendous sensitivity to mental health needs because he experienced this from this almost tragic bicycle accident. But now he's a new man filled with health and vigor in front of us here at the ESPN AM 1520 studios. Alex Newts, who is a great sports star, is now with Easy Loan Auto Sales, and his mother has been a wife, mother, grandmother, and a friend to so many. And again, Michael Bellani is a president of Bellani Associates. Let's talk about your involvement now. Michael is the chairman of this event. It's coming up soon. And why this is of great interest to Adrian and Alex Newts, this big event coming up on October 18th.
Thank you very much, Brian. A pleasure to be with you again on the Rusk Report here on 1520 ESPN in Buffalo. But on Thursday, October 18, is the third annual Courage to Come Back Awards Banquet. It'll be presented by Russell J. Salvatore of Russell Steak Chops and More, and it'll be supported by Entercom Radio, of which 1520 ESPN is one of its stations, and also WKBW Channel 7. As we said, it's Thursday, October 18th at Samuel's Grand Manor, and we will be presenting the Courage to Come Back Award to the following, and these awards are for those who have made substantial progress in the recovery from psychiatric condition and or dependence on drugs and or alcohol. We also present the Courage to Come Back Recovery Advocate Award, and those are presented to those who have had significant role in encouraging and facilitating the recovery of those individuals. So our award recipients for the Courage to Come Back is the inspirational Annika Thomas, the daughter of Thurman and Patty Thomas, who is recovering from anxiety and depression, Super Bowl champions Keith O'Neill, recovering from bipolar disorder, and he is a Sweet Home High School graduate who lives here in Pendleton, and then former UB football phenom Alex Newts, who is with us here today. He's recovering from anxiety, depression, opioid addiction, and through his Alex Newts Foundation, is working to catch signs of mental illness and addiction early in children, teens, and young adults, and is working hard in that field. So really, he could get both awards, Brian. Okay. And then, of course, his mother, who is here with us, Adrienne Newtz, who, as they were dealing with Alex's recovery, she admitted to the family that she has an alcohol dependency and now is in a recovery of that and is doing very, very well in that area. And then the Recovery Advocate Awards are former Buffalo Bill and NFL running back and a member of the Hall of Fame, Thurman Thomas, and his wife, Patty, for what they have done for their daughter and also to try to end the stigma of mental health. And Dan and Stacy Gagliardo of the owners of DiValio Vinegar and Oils, and just wonderful for what they do for the Restoration Society. So anyone interested in tickets for this event on October 18th can call our executive director, Jack Gustafaro, at 716-515-8242 or go to www.friendshipfoundationbflo.org, and information is in there on purchasing a ticket, sponsorships, and any other way you can get involved with this wonderful third annual event.
Alex and Adrian, tell us why you care about this event, why you're involved, what it means to you.
Yeah, first of all, thanks for having us on the show. I mean, just, you know, the overall importance of the award as itself, you know, it's honoring, you know, fellow community members who have been down tough roads with mental health, anxiety, depression, addiction issues, which are all very common issues in today's society that I think a lot more people deal with and go through than like to admit and talk about. It's definitely a big honor, you know, to be able to, you know, step in front of so many amazing people, like you said, Thurman Thomas, the O'Neill, and just, I mean, members of the community itself, just to be here, be present in front of everybody and just celebrate such an amazing event that's, you know, supporting people's recovery. And it's definitely a slippery slope. You know, they could have gone the opposite way and they could have, you know, fell deeper into holes. But, you know, we're supporting people getting out of that darkness and, you know, coming to the light and helping other people.
Adrian, tell us your feelings about this.
Well, thank you for having me, and I'm also humbled by receiving the reward, the courage to come back. And like Alex said, you know, it's not easy, you know, and
but,
I congratulate everybody.
This, it makes it easier for others,
yes.
Sharing your experiences.
Yes. You know, I looked up the definition for courage, and it's the ability to do something that frightens you. And when my son was, we found out he was addicted to pills, I was frightened. But then mm-hmm. I was also frightened when I realized that I wasn't any better. You know, I was dealing with my own addiction, and I knew that if I wanted to get Alex well, that I was going to have to get myself well, too.
And how are you both doing today?
Today we're both doing great. You know, I think it, one, brought our relationship closer on a whole new level. I know I'm almost over two years now of sobriety. I used to keep track daily, but now it's been so many days that I kind of lost count. And I know my mom was right behind me with that. So we came together, talked about it every day. We went through it at the same time. We were in different programs. Myself for opiates, herself for alcohol, but it gave us something in common, something to push towards together, and we both are here better people today for it.
Again, the event is the Friendship Foundation Third Annual Courage to Come Back Awards Banquet. Michael Bellani, president of Bellani Associates, with us today as the chairman of this event, with Stan Coleman, co-chair. It's October 18th, 6 to 10 p.m. at Samuels Grand Manor, 8750 Main Street. Tickets are $60 a person. You can call for tickets, sponsorship, or an ad. Jack Gustafaro, 716-515-8242. 4-2.
Brian, one of the interesting things with what Alex has gone through, and that maybe the listeners can understand with maybe their children or people they know, is that Alex grew up on Grand Island, and he was a star in high school on the football field, and went to University of Buffalo and became a star on the field there. In fact, he was the targeted wide receiver for Joe Licata, and went from there to the pros. And I mean, he had, you know, the vision of grandeur, and then all of a sudden an injury happened. And as always with injuries in that football field, he could talk about this. Here, take these pills and take these pills, and you got to get back out on the field. And all of a sudden, those pills are addicting.
And you went through this too, Michael.
Yeah, but not the pill part, but right. You know, sort of have an addiction. So, Alex, what was it like riding that crest of being on top of the world as a you know, a top flight athlete, and then boom?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was tough from two perspectives, because number one, you know, I put a lot of pressure on myself. I put a lot of pressure from family, friends, fans, to perform constantly. So that in itself, you know, heightened my anxiety and heightened my depression. So when I did get injured and the pills were introduced into my life, it took everything away, and really, like in the snap of a finger, there was numbness, and you know, I was happy. I felt for the first time in forever because I had no pressure. But yeah, it is. It's crazy. It's how fast everything can change. You know, one day you're, you know, two steps from the NFL. You're having a trial with the Cincinnati Bengals, and then all of a sudden it felt like, you know, it was a year and a half later, but it felt like 5 days. I was, you know, on the verge of being suicidal because I was addicted to drugs, broke, miserable, depressed. So it really is, if you don't take care of yourself and if you don't take the time to step back and understand what you need to be happy, it is crazy how fast you can lose yourself and succumb to drugs, depression, anxiety, and completely lose yourself altogether.
What turned it around?
You know,
you could have gone. I mean, you were thinking, you had suicidal thoughts.
Yeah, 100%. And I think it was, you know, it was just kind of at that breaking point where it was basically, you know, admit to my family that I'm addicted to drugs or, you know, go the suicide route, basically. And yeah, you know, it was, you know, the afraid of death as a whole, and you know, knowing I had more to offer in life, and you know, wanting to get through it, that you know, caused me to reach out, ask for help, get the help that I needed, and really completely turn around my life. You know, if it wasn't for rehab, if it wasn't for my mom, if it wasn't for the support of so many other friends and family, I don't know if I would have made it through those times. But you know, I had all the necessities I needed to survive and, you know, push through and make it to where I am today.
You're listening to ESPN AM 1520. We're learning a great deal from Mike Bellani, president of Bellani Associates, who's chairing the Friendship Foundation Courage to Come Back Banquet. And also with us are Alex Knutz, sports great at UB and professionally, and his mother, Adrian. And we're talking about this big event. Again, if you want information on tickets or sponsorship, call 716-515-8242, Jack Gustafaro. A little plug here. Western New Yorkers love their traditions, and the Ampol Legal has been writing about Polish-American traditions and events for over 50 years. News and features from a Polish-American perspective can be found in this weekly newspaper, as well as recipes and a calendar of events. Don't miss out on the next cultural presentation or polka dance by reading the Ampol Legal. The Ampol Legal is available in many Tops and Wegmans stores for home delivery. Call 716-835-9454. That's 716-835-9454 to have the latest news from Poland and Polonia in your mailbox each week. Drop us a note if you're listening in Cheektowaga, Grand Island, Washington, or in Toronto. Please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. We always greet letters from our Canadian and European listeners. Yes, Michael.
Brian, as we mentioned, the Courage to Come Back Award dinner on October 18th, of which there are still tickets remaining, it supports Restoration Society, Inc. You've been the president of this board for over 30 years. What is RSI, and why is the fund so important for them this year?
It's very important because it costs tens and tens of thousands of dollars for staff to provide a wide range of recovery-based services and to advocate for individuals with either behavioral health and substance abuse conditions in Western New York. It gives people a second chance. There may be someone sitting at home with mental health challenges, and they may want to become a gardener or a cook or a FedEx delivery person. So the Restoration Society, which the Friendship Foundation funds through this event on October 18th at Samuels, provides the funding to give these people a second chance. So that's what that is all about. I thought, Alex, you could talk a little bit more about what you did at UB in sports and how you've overcome the challenge that you had in between.
Yeah, and that was another difficult thing for myself as well because, you know, I went to earn the Division I scholarship at the University of Buffalo, you know, after having a great career at Grand Island High School. At UB, I was lucky enough to get the opportunity to start pretty much my entire career. Set the school record for receiving touchdowns there with 31. But my life became football, and I really didn't know who I was without football. You know, my name became synonymous with football. You know, even though in the classroom I succeeded, I got pretty much straight A's for the most part. You know, it was never really about school and about grades. It was all about, you know, how my football career is going, how the football team's doing. So I think that was another big thing, you know, when football was over, that, you know, I had a huge identity crisis. When there wasn't that next to my name anymore, there wasn't people talking to me about it anymore. You know, I had to completely reinvent myself, you know, find out who Alex Newts was without football. And that was another thing that caused, you know, a great amount of depression that, you know, the painkillers are right there to numb and take away. But, you know, nowadays I am, you know, like you said, working at Easel and Auto Sales as a car salesman. But then also, you know, out in the community, you know, talking to schools, students, other young athletes, you know, about the importance of anxiety, depression, addiction, and realizing signs and symptoms at a younger age, as well as, you know, coaching football with Joe Licata, who was my quarterback at the University of Buffalo, excuse me. Still work with him, coach wide receivers and quarterbacks in the area. So definitely important for me to stay involved in the youth, work with a lot of guys at Grand Island. But also, you know, spread the message and make sure people are aware of basically themselves and to reach out for help and to know that they're never alone in any kind of battle.
Mike Bellani wrote this about this tough challenge for Alex Newts and his mother, Adrienne. He wrote, "The family was devastated but very supportive and wanted to get him help any way they could. It was during that time another family secret was unearthed. Alex's mom, Adrienne, who's with us now, had to face the fact that she was an alcoholic and, like Alex, suffered from anxiety. Adrienne knew if she was to help her son, she would have to face her own addictions head on, and she has." Let's talk about that, please. How tough was it for you, Adrienne?
It was tough.
To overcome this?
I mean,
okay.
I was filled with fear. I could admit to myself that I was an alcoholic, but then to admit to my family and to my friends that I was an alcoholic, I was just filled with fear. But I knew I wanted Alex well, and I wasn't well, and I thought, well, it's going to be hypocritical if I sit home in my own addiction while Alex is sitting in rehab. So that's when we decided during his intervention, that I told him that I would do whatever program he picked.
Wonderful.
And so we both went into Horizon, and he went one facility and I went the other, and life is really good now. I have a program that I know I'm going to have for the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm.
If I want to stay sober. I also know, too, that it's a disease, and because I was adopted, and I was not brought up in an alcoholic family, and a year and a half ago, I did the ancestry DNA, and I then did the raw DNA,
mm-hmm.
and on the very first page in big, bold letters was a gene, and underneath was a description for alcoholism.
Well, you're doing both great. Michael, why don't you share a little bit about your traumatic experience? And I want to mention on the air that it took me 2 years to get this young man on the board of Friendship Foundation to help Restoration Society with people with mental health challenges. But you suffered yourself from a horrible accident, and it took you years to get on top of the world again. Now you're happily married to a lovely wife, Debbie. And you're doing very well with Bellani Associates. Tell us about your experience, Mike Bellani.
Well, much like Adrian and Alex and our other award winners, Annika and Keith O'Neill, it's one day at a time. And as I was telling Adrian, it could be 1 hour at a time. I mean, when you're dealing with a mental health issue or alcoholism or really any of the isms, you're only as strong as your faith, is the way I look at it. And it's a very, you know, as they point out, and I'm sure Adrian has seen this, it's a selfish program. You have to give up a lot. You have to get rid of, you know, those that were around you that were causing you to be there, and pay attention to yourself, or else before you know it, like Alex pointed out, it is a slippery slope. I was in a near-fatal bike accident 26 years ago this week, and by a series of miracles, my life was saved, and I'm here today. But every day is a challenge, and you have to realize that, and you got to work toward it. And if you don't do the things necessary to get yourself through that day, you could easily fall back into that that deep, dark hole that we don't want to be in.
Well, now so, Michael is doing very well with Bellani Associates. He has clients throughout Western New York. He's written a bunch of books, and he's a star himself. Again, our guests today are Alex Newts, former football great, now salesman with Easy Loan, and his mother, Adrian, wife, mother, grandmother, too young to be a grandmother, and all on the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520. Again, if you're listening in Grand Island, Montreal, or Manhattan, drop us a note. Please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. We always read cards and letters from our Canadian and European listeners. Michael, how can someone buy an ad, a ticket, make a donation for this event, please? Mike Bellani.
You could easily go to your computer right now and go to www.friendshipfoundationbflo.org, or you could call our executive director, Jack Gustafaro, at 716-515-8242. And again, it's on Thursday, October 18, 6 p.m., Samuel's Grand Manor. And the interesting part of this year is, for the first time in the 3 years we've held this program, Brian, is a family and a daughter are getting one of each of the awards.
And a mother and
Thomas,
a son. Here.
Yeah, the Thomases. The first time a mother and a son, or a parent and a son, are getting two of the comeback Courage to Comeback Awards. So you talk about inspiration, and then for the first time, a husband and wife in the Gagliardos of Divaglio are getting the Advocate Award for what they're doing to feed the homeless through the Restoration Society and their facility. So it's going to be quite an emotional evening, you know, as we have mentioned earlier. So we're looking forward to it.
Now, I understand that Alex Newts is a new dad. And
yes,
you
sir.
You've overcome a lot of challenges. Tell us about what it's like being a dad for 2.5 weeks.
Oh, yeah, it's absolutely life-changing. My son, Carson Patrick, was born on August 31st, so just a few weeks ago, pretty much. But he's amazing. It's amazing. You know, it definitely makes everything in the past seem so unimportant, so small, and that, you know, this is all that matters now and moving forward, and taking care of him and my family from here on out.
And proud mom, you have had challenges, you overcome alcohol addiction, now you're a very young grandmother, you couldn't be over 35. Tell us how happy you are with the new baby.
Oh, I'm ecstatic. I have two other grandchildren, but they live in Colorado, so I probably get to see them once or twice a year. And now I have my 716 baby, so I'm excited to have a grandchild here that I'll have in my life.
Wonderful. Well, we're very happy to have you honored by the Friendship Foundation with the Courage to Come Back Award. Alex Newts and his mother, Adrian, who are on the program today with Mike Bellani. Again, Michael, if someone wants to buy a ticket or want information for an ad or sponsorship, where should they go? Mike Bellani.
They can go to www.friendshipfoundationbflo.com. .org or call Jack Gustafaro at 716-515-8242.
Very good. We have about a minute left. What's your next challenge, Alex Newts? You're a football star, now you're a dad, you're with Easy Loan Auto Sales. What's next for you?
I don't know yet. I mean, I think right now is just tackling the dad thing, and just, you know, continuing to better and help out the youth of our Western New York community.
Very good. I'm sorry we have to bring the Rusk Report to a close on ESPN AM 1520. Again, thoughts or comments, please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. Special thanks to Kevin Carr, Director of Production, for the last 15 years. And we salute Alex Newts, honoree, with his mother, Adrian, and it's October 18th at Samuel's Grand Manor with the Friendship Foundation. And also, thank you for enlightening us, Michael Bellani, President of Bellani Associates. Have a great week.
You've been listening to The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at the Western New York community with news, features, and special guests. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Brian Rusk, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.